and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. I've mentioned this on the show before, but about 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to serve a full-time LDS church mission to Ohio, and I served for part of the time in the Kirtland Visitor Center, which is a historic site for LDS members because the pioneers came through and lived in Kirtland for about 7 years in the 1830s. So while the saints, the early saints, were in Kirtland, a lot of the leaders of the church would readily learn at the feet of Joseph Smith as he was learning directly from Heavenly Father on how to run the church and how to unify a very diverse group of people. One thing that the Lord saw important was to mention that these pioneers who were getting ready to preach the gospel all over the world, that they needed to be educated. And many early members of the church were not formally educated, which was quite common just across the country back then. Many of them had grown up on farms or in rural communities and had been used to lives of manual labor and not a lot of formal schooling. But now they were being asked to travel the world and share important spiritual messages with very educated people from all over, and the Lord wanted his people to be prepared so that they could handle themselves in all sorts of different situations and share the gospel in a meaningful, intelligent light. In the Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, Joseph Smith writes, quote, "It is my will that you should obtain a knowledge of history and of countries and of kingdoms, of laws of God and man, and all this for the salvation of Zion," close quote. So Elder Kim B. Clark of the Quorum of the 70 gave a really great talk directed at the youth this past summer, and it was called Learning for the Whole Soul. In it, he talks about the importance of always keeping your mind active with various forms of education, whether you gain your knowledge through a formal college or university, a technical trade school, an apprenticeship, or the scriptures in the temple. Elder Clark encourages all of us to engage in what he calls deep learning. And he defines this by saying, quote, "Deep learning is learning of the whole soul, the mind, the heart, the body, and the immortal spirit. Deep learning applies to every kind of knowledge, whether spiritual or secular. Learning is deep when it increases your power to do three things. One, to know and understand. Two, to take effective, righteous action. And three, to become more like our Heavenly Father." Close quote. So I read through this talk and I pulled out a lot of really great insights and thoughts from it. But Elder Clark says that in order to have these kinds of deep spiritual learning experiences throughout our lives, we need to do a few things. So number one, he suggests that we pray and ask the Lord to bless us with the desire to learn deeply. If you're listening to me right now and you think you don't really enjoy school, you're kind of done with learning for your life, if you don't have this desire yet, you can gain it for yourself because it is something that's really, really important and it's something that God wants for you. Another barrier to deep learning that you can pray to overcome is if you maybe have the desire to learn deeply, but you might lack the motivation or the skills or the resources to learn deeply. And again, these are things that you can pray for. Ask Heavenly Father to enlighten your mind and bless you with thoughts and different ideas of ways that you can learn deeply in your life. Point number two that Elder Clark makes is to make repentance a central part of your life. And I think repentance keeps us humble. And when we're humble and when we are reliant on the Lord, we are in a really great position to keep learning both the things of the world and the things of God. And if you think about Joseph Smith and his experience as a 14-year-old boy, he was extremely ill-educated and he was very aware of his lack of knowledge on things of the world and reading and writing and his shortcomings and weaknesses. But it's all of those things that kept him really humble and really reliant on the Lord as a source of knowledge. Point number three that Elder Clark makes is that we need to worship in the temple as often as we can. He says, quote, "The temple is the Lord's house of revelation and learning. If you go there often, if you take your questions and your desires to learn with you, the Lord himself will teach you." Close quote. And then the fourth point that Elder Clark makes is that learning deeply is something Heavenly Father desires for all of us. If you haven't read this talk by Elder Clark, I would really recommend that you look up Learning for the Whole Soul by Elder Kim B. Clark of the Quorum of the 70, and you can find that archived on lds.org. And it's important to remember that learning deeply is something Heavenly Father wants for all of us. And if you lack the strength or the opportunity or abilities to do it on your own, He really will help you figure out how to do this. You just have to ask for it. Ask for these opportunities and rely on Jesus Christ and the power of His atonement to make up for your weaknesses in this area so that you can find success. All right, we're going to close with one last quote from Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And he says, "In Christ, hope comes alive." What a great note to end on for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.